This is Celeste, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My apologies for being late on this fine Tuesday morning. The sun is shining, but it is also very cold.
It is.
And I have my co-DJ here with me.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Emily.
Good night to our... I don't even know what this the time zone is.
Yeah, time zone... differing friends. We're a time zone inclusive space,
yeah.
Everyone. So excuse us while we get set up very gently. Should we make small talk while we wait?
We should.
Yeah, I would rather make small talk than listen to more Rick Deckard. No apologies, Rick.
Oh.
I'm gonna turn Rick off.
Yeah. So
what were we just talking about coming in?
Your thesis.
My thesis.
We want to talk about it further.
Well, it just feels like it's in a really messy place. I'm having some difficulty organizing my writing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it like past writing or like the writing going forward?
Sort of both. And you as a writing fellow. All too well. How's fellowing going? Can you talk about that on air?
Yeah, on air, the deets. I finished fellowing actually a few weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago. But I think it's actually the most fellows I've ever had in a time. So that's been feeling a little bit more intense. I have like 12 students that I'm fellowing. It's like a mix of first years and second years mostly. I have one senior who's great. It was interesting. This paper was about a place that these students like have in their lives, and then the environmental privileges and like threats to it. And so it was interesting. It was a lot of
that sounds very personal.
It was, and so it was also just such a difficult paper to fellow and for them to write, I think, too, because it's like you're just incorporating so much in a paper and like trying to tell your personal connection, but also telling about like environmental harms and benefits, like trying to put the small and big picture together in like a really short paper, because it was like 4 pages, I think.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so it was like quite short, This music is so great.
I'm just giving it chill, you know.
I like it. But it was a lot of, like, since we are at this school, a lot of my grandparents' holiday home in Florida.
Oh my goodness.
I know. So it was, like, interesting, like, and sometimes the students would make really insightful statements and comments, like, about larger implications or, like, how environmental care is, like, not 100% in our control, but we do have a lot of agency in it, or something like that. And it's just, like, so they do have, like, what, like, all the papers really were, like, did have, like, these nuggets of, like, really interesting observation and wisdom. So it was, like, cool that I think that in following, it's, like, just trying to bring that out a little bit more. Yeah. But they were all very sweet. A lot of very sweet younger students.
Aw, that's
good.
Yeah,
so it was nice.
Yeah, I feel like you could do worse. in terms of like who you're following.
Yeah.
I feel like older students, you'd be like, yeah, I know how to write a paper. Like,
yeah.
You don't have to tell me.
I did have one student like that my first time following my sophomore year. Really brilliant writer, honestly, but just like she was like on her Instagram while I was following her.
Oh wow.
Like yeah, it was like this was probably like strike three out of the session. Like there were like two things before that were like not cool. Also, I don't know if our listeners completely know what following is.
That makes sense.
Following is, like, basically editing, or not really editing, but just, like, giving someone, like, comments on their paper, and, like, it's more about writing style and tone and things like that. But yeah, this time, sophomore year, like, this girl, she's, like, also, like, Instagram famous, so I think that was why. I think she's, like, hooked, honestly.
Wow. There are first years coming into Tufts who are Instagram famous.
Like, your friend?
Who's my... Oh, Ellie? Yeah. Oh, well, Ellie's Instagram famous specifically for making American Girl doll dresses. I love Ellie. But no, like, I mean, like, Instagram famous as personalities. There's also a really great article, kind of like a photo piece about, like, 18 girls talking about what it means to be 18 years old and, like, photography.
Was this
about
in
that.
New York?
Yeah, okay, it was so good. It was
I've
really
like,
beautiful.
I've
very
out
good
my,
layout
like,
on mobile.
Oh, okay. I've maxed out my, like... I have a Tufts account, but, like, I've maxed out the, like, number of free articles.
No, Tufts account has, like, access.
That's
like all.
I thought, but... Okay.
Really?
Maybe I need to, like, check something.
Okay. Well, we'll put on some music while Emily
does
that. Exactly. Would you like to play a song, or shall I?
Yeah, I can play something. So, the song is Falling Water by Maggie Rogers. Enjoy.
Now it's perhaps sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo standoff size. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home. Who wets her appetite? She'll lay you on the throne. Got Betty Davis eyes. She'll take a tumble on you, roll you like you were dice, until you come out blue. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you off your feet with the crumbs she throws you. She's ferocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. You just to please you. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you.
But I don't know where to start. I'm scared of going out, having all these doubts, and I'd rather stay home, 'cause there's no place to run. Feel like it's been forever since I had my shit together.
So we've just been playing, I'm going to go over Maggie Rogers, mm-hmm. and I played Kim Carney's Betty Davis Eyes, Young the Giant, and Valley Queen.
Yay.
Yay. We hope you've been enjoying our tunes. Yeah. How are you feeling? Have you been feeling tired? Or are you okay? No, I'm just asking because it's only, I was thinking about that.
Yeah, I was journaling about this last night too. I did a big journal last night. It was good.
A big journal.
A big journal.
See, it just makes me feel like, you know, you take a big dump and you're just like.
What?
No, but it's just that like, it's like, like a dump of your feelings.
Yeah, it is like an emotional, it is a very much a metaphor for a big dump, so.
Yeah, and then the feeling of relief. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna stop. No.
So, I was kind of thinking about how, because I helped organize a conference last Friday, and it was really great, and then I like had a really packed weekend, and I also just came off of being sick for 2 weeks. So I was kind of thinking about that because I think yesterday I was like, why am I not like focusing on my things? Like when I'm doing my readings, why am I not focusing as much? Like, why can't I do these things more, whatever? And then I when I was journaling, I was just like, wait, I've been like running, like, and so, and on like a low oiled engine. So like, yeah. So I've been thinking about that. So I think I am tired. And this morning I did want to sleep in with it. But then the house next to us is doing construction, so I woke up to the pleasant sound of hammers. But today's a really beautiful day, so I'm really happy about that. And like, I think for me, like, I've just been thinking about this week, and like, I don't have a super busy week, but just like, what can I like not do? I'm just kind of thinking about that. I think I just need to get a bit more sleep. I've been like sleeping past midnight a lot this semester.
That's very unusual for
which is very unusual for me. No, you know, because we lived in the same room for a year, so
a whole year. I feel, and like I've been getting to a point where I sleep at 3 a.m the past two nights I've been sleeping, and like I don't have a good reason why.
Yeah, it just kind of ends up getting
And like that's sort of a sign to me that I know that I need to write something, and that's wrong in my routine. And I think being in New York threw me off a little bit, and then now I'm just still trying to like recalibrate. So I know like there is a feeling of like things accumulating, and then you need that time to like step back.
Yeah,
so I feel that.
Yeah, and like it's such a myth of like if you go away for a weekend or like do something else, like there's like a period of like preparation and recovery, you know.
So there really
even
is.
If you go, like, you were gone for like 4 days, was it?
Yeah,
but like. You were preparing so much for that trip, and then now you're like kind of like
yeah.
So it's like
I think it's like the feeling of like before I went, like all my time was spent on this, and after I still have to do things for it,
right?
And then I still have to settle back in and like catch
and then
up.
All the other
so
it's not
been great, and I hate the feeling of turning people down as if like I don't know, as if I don't have time for them. Like
and it's hard because it's like you know that you need to make this time for yourself so that you can like be more present when you are with them in like eventually.
Yeah,
but it's like hard to like
That's okay. I think that's why I appreciate our house, because I still feel like there is a connectedness.
Yeah,
but I'm sad that I haven't been cooking, because I remember when I used to like make quinoa and lentils every Sunday.
Aww.
And then or like almost every Sunday, and now I'm just not.
Yeah, I do feel like the cooking level's a bit low in our house right now.
Yeah,
but also I'm not in the house all the time, but like
I've just been eating cereal. So
I bought too many Chinese vegetables and
no, I would love to cook them. I love lotus root.
Yeah, there's a half one left.
I should make some soup.
Yeah,
but we need the herbs, the Chinese herbs.
Oh,
I'll see what we have anyway.
It sounds like you feel tired.
Oh, yeah, definitely, I think. I would also like to need to... I feel like my routine is often, like, built around getting more sleep and getting regular exercise, and I haven't been doing either.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I noticed that about myself in London when I was mostly on my own, and so I had the room to, like, figure out what it is, like, I really need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you feel like... Like, I can't tell if you miss London the place or London the, like, experience.
I don't miss London.
Yeah.
I miss having had that time to explore a lot.
Yeah.
Which is, I miss New York City for that reason, because I felt like I had time to explore it. I didn't really. Mm. I don't know Boston as well, even, you know. Mm. Yeah. Also, London was not as cold as this. Well, London is like this temperature.
Yeah, but this is the coldest it's going
to
get.
I think, yeah.
In London.
Yeah, and then it snows sometimes, or it gets really windy. But apart from that,
It's going to be cold.
It got so cold so fast.
I know.
It was nice for maybe 2 days.
Yeah. What is it about the earth? Like, I can't maintain.
Like, damn.
Gradual. It's a very, like, sudden fall.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to it. It makes everything
hard. We should inject
some
positive vibes into this.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm so sorry. We can slay.
No, I was just thinking.
What I'm excited to do is to reorganize my wardrobe.
Oh.
Because right now, like, mine is really... you've seen mine. It's small and, like... Uh-huh. The dresser doesn't fit in through the doorway,
so I can't really open it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can't really open it, but I kind of have stuff in there. But I need to reorganize it so that I can, like, access my cold weather clothing more easily.
Yeah.
And that will be very exciting.
Yeah.
Because I will have my shit together.
What
are you excited for?
What am I excited for? I'm excited. I'm bringing one of our housemates, Touche, to a study group that I go to regularly at Harvard. And yeah, I'm excited because, like, she's wanting to come, so we're going there. And Touche is leaving us for 2 weeks. She's going to on a West Coast adventure for a while until November, basically.
Do you know if she's going on her own or is she?
So she is visiting friends and family throughout the way. So she's, like, not going to be alone for any part of it, but, like, is traveling alone between the places.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm very excited for her. So we have a date night tonight, which will be nice.
Aww.
And then I'm going on a big hike on Saturday, which will be good. I hope
are?
Yeah. I think Kylie and I and some other friends will be going up and, like, I'm kind of, for some reason, I've been really focused on foliage this semester.
It's all the plants in our house.
Maybe.
There's a lot of plant energy.
It's, like, infecting my psyche.
Oh.
So, yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot. So I'm like, I really want to go hiking. And then I have another friend visiting on Sunday, which would be nice.
Wow. So. And you were just saying.
I know.
You need
to. Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know. Oh, well, I'm going to be in Worcester this weekend. Yeah, we were talking about going to a critical geography conference, which actually sounds very interesting, but it's actually in Penn, in Philly, where I thought it was, I thought it was at Worcester, and the whole time I was like, yeah, I'm so excited for this conference, let's go. And then she said something really confusing, and I called her, and she was like, no, it's a Temple University.
Oh,
yeah. So I was like, oh, great. Oh. Yeah, it's not in Penn, it's in Temple.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, so... Anyway.
So no conference for you?
I don't know. I could go, but it would just mean that I wouldn't see Worcester. And I've been looking forward to seeing Worcester.
Yeah.
Someone told me... Oh, I think Carissa told me it's the second largest town in Massachusetts.
Worcester?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Which is very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to... Should we put on some tunes?
Tunes times. Okay.
Tunes times.
I'll play Three Story Home by Earl St. Clair.
What I said on that phone, I said that I'm done and you need to move on. She said, boy, you a fool, you don't mark my words, you gave up too soon, you gon' miss all this work. And I say I realize you're all that I need. Without you by my side, then I can't sleep. Baby, these nights don't get easy when you're gone. They get harder. This house ain't no home. Whenever she gone, trust can be hard when the past ain't the best. You can't deal the cards. Ain't no place in no bets. You drive me insane with the things that you do. If sex was a weapon, baby, you'd be doing lifetimes too. I say I realize that you're all that I need. Without you by my side, then I can't sleep.
Baby, where you at? This house ain't no home when you go. What am I supposed to do?
so long. Forgot what it feels like. Been in the darkness till you came along. Showed me the daylight. Yeah. And now I'm trying so hard, but I can't shake it, shake it. Ooh, no. Ooh, no. I can't shake the memory. I can't fake it, fake it, fake it, fake it. Ooh, you remind me of something. You remind me of something. Something that I used to feel myself. Something that I used to feel. Like a heartbeat racing. Like a new beginning. You remind me of something.
You were just listening to Remind Me by Emily King.
And before that, there was Mitski and Earl St. Clair. Yeah, that was off Mitski's new album.
What song was that?
Pink in the Night, my favorite song off her album. And she's coming to Boston on Saturday. I just sold my ticket because I can't be there, which I'm very sad about. Yeah. Well, I'm not that sad about missing Mitski. I just know that I have friends who are going and I would have liked to go with them.
Yeah.
You know, plans are plans.
Plans are plans. Yeah.
And you have a little gift for us.
I do have a little gift. so this is a PSA about public transit versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 4 or 5 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal.
It really is.
Yeah. I definitely think about that a lot, especially in Boston. It's not that much further sometimes.
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's just cold.
Yeah, I was doing that when I was like, going to our friend Katie's house the other time, the other day, and like, it was like the bus, you know, runs like every half hour.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I could just walk this.
you're probably good.
Instead of waiting for the bus.
Yeah. I definitely do get... That's what I miss about New York City, too, that I could walk everywhere.
Yeah.
And it felt nice. If I wasn't in a hurry. Yeah. Like, I walked 100 streets once, and it was really fun. Mm.
Yeah. And also, it's just, like, I guess where we were in New York, it's just, like, there's always people everywhere.
Yeah.
Whereas in Medford, it's not always the case.
Yeah. And that can feel... Sometimes to me, it feels unsafe.
Yeah. No, I think I've been thinking about that a lot more these 2 weeks, considering, like, news, but...
Yeah.
I think it's funny because I think last year or like before I would not really feel that way. And I think I lived in Medford last year. I lived in Somerville this year, and like I feel like Somerville has a time like slightly more people than like Medford walking around.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, just something to think about.
Yeah. Anyway, walk while it's warm out, you know.
Yeah.
If you can walk. We have 10 minutes left on our show. Thank you for being with us. This might be the last you hear of us, or maybe not.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, no, I don't mean... I meant for today. Because we're going to play 2 songs. Like, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, anyway. I'll put something on. And I'll shut up now.
I've seen days dark in shame. My heart aches like an AK hit my chest. That's a heartbreak. I can sleep, but I can't rest. Wake me up when I ain't pressed. Press my suit, early wake, guess. Seen first, last, first, blessed, rest. Tears turn rain to oceans. Pain floats high, we deep in. I don't mind. I don't mind dancing in the rain. Like a glass vase, what could ever make you wanna take a break? Trying to break the ice is thinner than a glacier. Waterfalls and tears be feeling like the same thing. I be falling, talking, drowning in my sorrows. You be like, okay, I'll call you back tomorrow. We should take this fight as I go grab your poncho. I don't mind dancing in the rain.
Baby,
All right. So this is Emily and Celeste, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So we're just signing off, saying ta-ta for now. Yeah, I'm playing your song again. Oh, it is my song.
Oh,
yeah, why don't you play a song? Sorry. Last technical. yeah, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate you tuning in. It's okay. Okay, yeah, we'll say goodbye for now. Okay.
Goodbye.